I'm Alex Abishon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Peter Crank with the WVUA Weather Center in just a moment. The city of Selma remembered the 50th anniversary of Bloody Sunday over the weekend, but as APR's Pat Duggins reports, today marks another milestone in the civil rights movement.
Saturday was the 50th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. Today marks 50 years since the second march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge that became known as Turnaround Tuesday. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. led that protest himself, but turned back before state troopers could attack like they did on Bloody Sunday. Selma City Councilman Benny Lee Tucker was a college student in 1965. He says he had a specific job during the march. He was Dr. King's bodyguard in case of snipers.
You see somebody finna shoot him, you throw your body over and you take the bullet. And so I say, I'll do it.
President Obama spoke during Saturday's Bloody Sunday observance. He called on Congress to restore part of the Voting Rights Act struck down due to a lawsuit filed in Shelby County. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Selma.
Thousands of people crowded the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma to remember Bloody Sunday. Concerts, lectures, and other ceremonies were held to commemorate the voting rights marches of 1965. President Obama addressed the crowd from the foot of the bridge. He says they were there not only to remember the events, but also the people who marched into the annals of history.
We gather here to honor the courage of ordinary Americans willing to endure billy clubs and the chastening rod, tear gas and the trampling hoof, men and women who, despite the gush of blood and splintered bone, would stay true to their North Star and keep marching towards justice.
The president went on to talk about how the actions of those men and women inspired others, not just in the U.S., but all over the world, citing the fall of the Berlin Wall and the current unrest in Ukraine. A coalition of civil rights organizations, including the SPLC and ACLU, have filed a motion to try to order Alabama's probate judges to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. That motion was filed in Mobile on Friday. It asks Alabama judges to issue marriage licenses regardless of a couple's sexual orientation and to give equal legal protection to marriages of same-sex couples. The groups are also seeking class action status. That would include all Alabama same-sex couples who wish to marry as plaintiffs in the suit. Last Tuesday, Alabama's Supreme Court issued a ruling that halted future same-sex marriage in the state, despite the U.S. Supreme Court refusing to hear Alabama's appeal of a federal court's original decision making Alabama's ban on same-sex marriage unconstitutional. All courts involved will be bound by the U.S. Supreme Court. They are expected to rule on that issue in just a few months. And Governor Robert Bentley recently awarded several grants to help fund programs providing assistance to survivors of domestic abuse in Alabama. Those programs are taking place in Marion, Winston, Escambia, and Marshall counties. Now your forecast from WVUA's Peter Crank.
Today might feel a little bit chillier with cloud cover and scattered showers across the area, but temperatures will still be right around that 60-degree mark for us by Monday afternoon. As we go into Monday night, we'll only drop down into the mid-50s thanks to that cloud cover and those rain showers continuing. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.